Chapter 58. The time came for my departure from Tahiti. According to the gracious custom of the island, presents were given me by the persons with whom I'd been thrown in contact. Baskets made of the leaves of the coconut tree, mats of pandanus, fans, and Tiare gave me 3 little pearls and 3 jars of guava jelly made with her own plump hands. When the mail boat, stopping for 24 hours on its way from Wellington to San Francisco, blew the whistle that warned the passengers to get on board, Tiare clasped me to her vast bosom so that I seemed to sink into a billowy sea and pressed her red lips to mine. Tears glistened in her eyes, and when we steamed slowly out of the lagoon, making our way gingerly through the opening in the reef, and then steered for the open sea, a certain melancholy fell upon me. The breeze was laden still with the pleasant odours of the land. Tahiti is very far away, and I knew that I should never see it again. A chapter of my life was closed, and I felt a little nearer to inevitable death.